Okay. This is Parasha. And the Sharas HaDibris. The mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Actually, we're not talking about Kibbut Aveim. Talk about other chiyuv kibbutim which are learned out in the pasuk Chavos Avicha Ve'Asimecha. Namely, the chiyuv kavod to a step parent, Eishes Av or Balimai, chiyuv kavod to a Ochav HaGadol. We'll see about that. Does that mean the oldest? What about an older sister? And what about in-laws? What about grandparents? Time allowing. What?
Step siblings?
That we're not discussing. That's really that much we don't have, I think. Okay, kids are right, so get down to work. Hanabana. Tomorrow's Super Steph Kukimo says as follows. Then by the Shkaf to the Rebbe, Bishas Pteras to the Rebbe. Amar lebonai nitzar nichusu bona vetzla. Amar lehem hizor bekvoid imchem. Be careful by the covenant of your mother. So in fact, the Gemara hizor bekvoid imchem deraisi. What Rebbe has told them to do mekayim mitzvah deraisi kavas vichas yimecha. Elo is like the Gemara was eishes av havoi. It wasn't their mother. It was a second marriage. We had in the night shift, we had Rebbe proposed to Lozer Shimon's almana. So I don't know if he doesn't say at the end whether she married him or not. She gave him a hard time. So maybe Shtaka married him. And this was second wife. Akapanim, said Gemara, Marvaita, Eishes Amnamidir Aisa, the son, the Kabbat Sevicha Simecha, Es Avicha, Zu Eishes Avicha, Ve Es Simecha. Zu bal imecha. Bav Yisrael, the rabbi is Achav HaGadol. And from the Gemara, Dafke Mechayim Lachamisa, there is no mitzvah. And that's what Rebbe is telling you. The Rebbe is dying. It's Lachamisa still. Rebbe is telling you they should honor their stepmother. Now, according to most Rishonim, the Chiv is a Chiv Deraisa. It's a Drasha. Yes, the rabbi is a Drasha. It's a Chiv Deraisa. That's the passion. Come on, Ferish Gemara. The Gemara says, "Eishes Av Nami Deraisahi." The Gemara says, "That's how clearer can you get?" However, the Meiri often are in that Gemara. The Meiri says, "In Chiyuv Eishes Av, a Malim is only Mdivri Sarim is only Rabbanan. V'samchuha min Amikras Esur Avichal Rabbis Eishes Avichal. It's a Smachta." The Gemara says, "Eishes Av Deraisahi." He was learning the Gemara. The Gemara was open in front of him. So he said, "La'omru el derech smach." Pilup loyim. V'har b'makayim b'smetzinu ki yaitzib b'dem yinig marantaynis. Gabi hal rosh chayish is merzis la'av deraisa. And it's mashma mayadis deraisa b'rachol may the siri b'malach is deraisa. Not only mayadis. Kids, Akbar Amir says we found out a place where it says the rice really only means a smachta. Okay. Now, Bemisig, we declare the etzim gather of the chiyuv of kovid of Baal Imo in Aegis Aviv. And Bemisig, the same chakir will have Lagabe Achicha Gadol as well, and there might be differences. Shail is the chiyuv kavod to a stepmother, is that a sniff in the chiyuv kavod to the father? I mean, since the father wants you to honor his wife, so even the chiyuv is mitzad, there was a sraba chiyuv mitzad kavod of the father, they have to honor his wife, or no, it's the direct chiyuv to the wife. And there could become an afkaminis, as we'll see. Let's say, Mechila might be an afkamin if the chiv is also the father. So if the father is Michael, then you don't have to. If the chiv is the derech chiv to the mother. Who cares if the father is Michael? The derech chiv to the stepmother.
He's not alive.
What?
The father's not alive.
Well, there are certain chiv covered that are chal achamis as well. That's what I'm going to talk about. So the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam says, we're in this halacha, Hilchos Mamrim, Chayiv Adam L'chaber Es Eishes Aviv, Aval Pish Ein Imoy. Kol Zman She'aviv Kayam, which is the Gemara, the Achamis is no Chiyuv, that the Rambam She'zeh B'chlal Kavod Aviv. So Rambam Mechar says, Behed Yilak, he did just tain it, that the reason for the Yisoid of the Gemara, the Lachar Misa, there's no Chiyuv, that's what Rebbe had to be Mazel Lachar Misa, the Yisoid of that is, because the whole chiv is mitzad kibud av v'aim, lachamis is no kibud av v'aim. Now, derech agav, the kveger in the tshuva, in simon samaches, the kveger is mechalik, it's not put down over here, the kveger is mechalik, that there are certain chiyuvim that we find are lachamis, supposed to have any makarit, any Kaparas Mishkavai, the first 12 months, meaning that he should really die instead of his father, and a couple other things that are covered for the father, that are Negeya, even Lachamisa, Kaddish, Vachul, there are things that are Negeya Lachamisa, why are we saying it's not Negeya Lachamisa? Something, Craig's Michal, he says to Chul, he says something that's for the covet of the father, that shows respect for the father, it's mechabed him, bein ebrius, right? That you had even lachamisa, even though he's dead, it's still a covet for him that the son should say hareni kaparas mishkavai. He still referred to him the covet. That's a covet for the father. Mashenkin, something which is tam hana for the father, nachas ruach for the father. Things that are als nachas ruach, the father's dead, there's no nachas ruach. So meila. He says, so God the chiyuv covered of the stepmother if he's not alive anymore. So there's no chiyuv. But shenken other things where it's the covered of gedula, that's him. Then we say that's the chiluk.
The stepmother
is
not covered of the father. Does the regular mother have kedima?
Oh, we're talking about that also. Let's say the mother says to yeah. They both ask him to make them a cup of coffee. Who do you have to listen to first? So yeah, then we'll see later. The pasha is the mother. So the child we're going to discuss later is, let's say, the stepfather. The mother wants a cup of coffee. The stepfather wants a cup of coffee. So normally the mother and the father both want. You have to give to the father. Right? But by a mother and a stepfather, then we'll see a svara that you should give it to the mother. You're asking whether the real mother and the stepmother, Pasha's the real mother would take precedent. Although I have to think that through a little bit. Rambam, there's an interesting quote in the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Sher Sheni. The Rambam, the Bahag, and the Rambam gets involved as well. Can you do a Shara Shane in the Rambam? Whereas the Rambam has 14 Shroshim, 14 Klolim, why certain mitzvahs make it into Sefer Mitzvahs, and certain mitzvahs don't. Okay, the Sharash Aleph is mitzvahs that are abundant, don't make it into Sefer Mitzvahs. If he has tanyas on certain mitzvahs, the Baha counts, and Chanukah v'chulu. And the Sharash Beis Rambam says he don't count mitzvahs that are learned out from Yud Gil Midas. That's a famous Rambam. Rambam calls it Medivrei Seifrim. That was a whole debate how to understand the Rambam. Is Rambam saying that it's Rabbana, and that's why you don't count it in the mitzvahs? Sometimes it's like you give me his own Rabbana. That's why some people understand the Rambam. That's why Rambam understands the Rambam. And therefore, there's big problems. And that's the Rambam in Gehilch Kedushin, Kesef Medivrei Seifrim, the Rambam writes. Or the Rambam just giving it, Rambam has a new name for things of the Raisa, but a Lord that you don't miss. He calls it Medivrei Seifrim. You don't count the minyan mitzvahs because it says Torah Tzivulon Umaisha and not my Russia, not things that learned out of Yigal Midas. So either way, Rambam, that's the klal. Rambam, things that learned out of Yigal Midas, you don't count the Sefer Mitzvahs. In fact, the Rambam therefore has tanya in the Bahag. The Bahag counts the mitzvah of Yira Slamil Chamim. The will learn out the mitzvah of Yira Slamil Chamim because it says Es Hashem Elkecha Tira, Es L'Rabba is Slamil Chamim. In fact, the Rambam, L'shitascha, so how come you don't count Baal Ha'aim, Be'eshazav? And why don't you count Achicha Gadol? If you're willing to count Tamich Yerufa Tamich Chomkin, it says Es Hashem Akech L'Rabbis, some can, it's the same Es L'Rabbis you have on Eishas Aviv, on Eishas Aviv, on a step parent. And a chicha gadol levav is l'rabbis. So why don't you count those in separate mitzvahs?
So does that mean that the
Rambam
holds that when he says diri sovereign doesn't mean if he's learning this as a drasha, and he says the Gemara says it's deraisa.
Correct.
So if he's saying this drasha is deraisa, so if he's referring to this as diri sovereign, then
it means deraisa. So you think that the diri sovereign doesn't mean that the rabban diri sovereign just means diri sovereign?
Unless he knows
the
Miri.
What? No, he doesn't like the Miri. He doesn't like the Miri. But, okay, that gets a little complicated. What you're saying is a good point. When you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, it's a bit of a discussion there because I didn't really want to get into that so much. With the Rambam, there is a machalik between the Chiyuv Kavod of Eishes Aviv and Baal Imai on one hand, and by Achich HaGadol, the Rambam says, Yichayim Divrei Sofrim. The Rambam does say it's Divrei Sofrim. So, granted, the Sefer Mitzvah, he puts all three together. And the Yad is Mechalik. So some, the Mefarshim have a problem with it. Some of them say the Drosh of S is like it's Mefurish, Mashenke the Drosh of Vav. It's a bit of a mess in the Rambam.
Couldn't it be because it's a sniff of the
Chiyavon? Oh, one second, one second. That's what I'm talking about right now. So the Ramban, the Bahag. He says, Harei the Gemara says, by Eishes Ochiv, Eishes Oviv, and Baal Imoy, Tzavke Mechayim, Lachem Yisanat. What's the Svara? Elamai, what's the Pshat? Because the Chiv is not a direct Chiv to the step parent. The Chiv is also the father. Sam Cain, there's no new mitzvah over here. The reason, you're strashing the Bahag. You're strashing the Bahag for not counting. Not counting Kavod HaMechachem. Why isn't it count Eishes Aviv? Teretz is Eishes Aviv is Nichlal in Kibbut Aveim. Mashenkin HaMechachem. So the Ramban. Oh, that's he wants to answer the Bahag. That's why it's not counting.
No?
What?
Why don't you say the same thing?
Oh, very excellent. So Chayra, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? So what's happening in the Rambam? So Harei the Rambam himself. He's the one, we just read the Rambam in the Yad HaChazak, he's the one that says the reason why Lachamisa, there's no Chiyav in the step parent is because it's a sniff of the Chiyav in the father. So what's Kash in the Rambam? Elamai L'chayr Teretz is. I think this is what I heard from Zelig Epstein many, many years ago, I'm not 100% sure. I think so, pretty sure. The Elamai Pshat is, and Ben's, it's really doing Lashon Rambam, the Kash is, Mamad V'shach Rambam's Kash is. If you tell me you don't count, you don't count Eishes Aviv because it's Nichlal the covenant of the father. And if it doesn't get counted in a separate mitzvah, so you shouldn't count Tamilcham either. Tamilcham will say the same thing. Es l'rab is Tamilchachon. It's Nichlal in the Chi of Yerit Hashem. The Chi of Yerit Hashem is Mechayiv. That's part of Yerushalayim. It's just like part of Kibbut Aveim is to honor the step parent. So part of Yerushalayim is to be a man of Meir from the Tamil Chama. That's the element, but you have to say now. That's wrong. The Rambam is not asking, why do you count it? I'm saying, Mother Shalom. Just like you don't count it over here, you shouldn't count it over here. Like David saying. Oh, so you have to say for the Bahag. That the Pshat is, and the Bahag holds no. And the Bahag holds that there's a chiluk between. The chi of kavod of a step parent. Within talk, that's the chi of kavod of the father. Mashenkin Yerushalayim, he was learned out of S, but the Bahag holds the separate chi of Yira to the Talmud Chacham. It's not a chi of Yira. We have the chi of Yira to Hashem. The special chi of Yira, which is learned out of a drasha, but the Bahag holds that fundamentally it's different than the Yira. It's not a chiluk of the mitzvah of Yira to Hashem. It's a chiluk. It's a Yira by itself to the special. It didn't Yira directly to the Talmud Chacham.
Isn't it only Gemara's in Kedushin which says it is more directly? That's why they can't be Mochel. It's not their
covered. It says that Tamchachim can't be Michael.
It's not his covered.
It's
not a.
What? Yeah. No, so that, if I'm not mistaken, that was the whole shirt Zal gave then. He put it in, I really should have gone look over there. I thought he has a taste over there. Okay, that has to be explored. Tov. Now, Mamela did, Apize, Dr. Menchasana, we mentioned before. The guy Mechila, he says, Pashet, the father's Michael, then you know to Michael. Because the whole Chiv Kavan is also the father. The father's Michael, there's no Chiv Kavan. And Kolshin, he says, the father says, Dr. Menchasana, the stepmother, then you're not allowed to run, because the father's the other Chiv Kavan for the father. So even the Mechaschinach names of David Pashit, the Dark Emaisha, the Ramah on the tour is Mesopic. He brings down this Ramban, and Chiyim is covered as the father, and Achal Agadol also. But he's Mesopic. He doesn't say what the study Sopic is, or what the Mechaschinach is Pashit, the Mechila, the father, patterns. The Dark Emaisha is Mesopic. There's another Nafkamina perhaps. And truth magic could also clear the other way. What if the Nachimim might be the other way also? Let's say the stepmother is Michael, but the father is not Michael. Someone said, no, don't mechabit me. You know, she's worried about her relationship with her new stepson. She doesn't want to mess it up. But the father says, no, I want you to mechabit my wife. Right? So what's the difference? So if it's a direct chiyuv, so he's partner, because the stepmother is partner. But if it's also father, then who cares if she's Michael? And then, yeah, the father is the chiyuv kavan, also the father. So that also might be enough.
But the reason why you have to listen, meaning it could be that the reason why the father's saying it is for her. So if she's being Michael, then he can't tell you to be Michael to her.
Okay, now we're getting like, we're going to get caught up back and forth. We're going to get stuck there somewhere. We'll never get out of there. But who, I mean, I'll go for it, which it might. Right. Now, another Nachmina might be by Aviv Rasha. And Aviv and something. It's Aviv Rasha. Let's say the father's a Rasha. So Lafid is Mechaikis, Rishayinim, Mechaikis, Mechab Ramah. What's it then? The father, is there a Chiyav covering the father that's a Rasha? What? I noticed the Gemara said Hedin about it. Thank you very much. But there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaikis Mechab Ramah. Whether our mamas is mechuyev b'kavod aviv, even though the father's a rasha, he didn't do tshuva. If his kids are mamas and father's a rasha, then the mechayek is the Ramah says he is chayev, and the Shulchan Aruch says not. So we'll have to see how it works out the sugya in Sanhedrin that paid down on days, huh? Okay. Now, I think about the shliach bez is not
the cursing the father.
Yeah. So the cursing might be different. Cursing, maybe. I'm talking about cover, not cursing. Okay? We'll see if it's going to come up soon, actually. It's like this. So, may the Lord, so, Chayyab, we say, Nafkamin, if the father's a Rosh, if the Chayyab covers out the father, the father's a Rosh, you're not Mechayyab the Mechabit, you're not Mechayyab the Mechabit's wife either. If it's their Chayyab covered to the stepmother, who cares if the father's a Rosh? As long as the stepmother's not a Rosh, a Rishas, then it's okay. Or, again, you can clarify carrot. Let's say she's a Rishas. And the father not. So if the Chiyuv Kavod is also father, and even though she's a Rishas, he still wants to mechaber her, so maybe it could be you will mechayev. But if Chiyuv Kavod is directly there, then not. The so this is all the Fid Mahalach of the Pashtus of the Ramban, and even the Ramban, Batsim, and the Mechas Chinuch. The Maram Shik, on the other hand, he ties that no, it's a Chiyuv, the Maram Shik, in the Mitzvah of Mitzvahs, he's Mechiyuv, the Batsim is a Chiyuv directly to the father. Directly to the step parent. And he says the chiyuv is als ish directly with it, als ishtek a gufay. It's just like a chiyuv to the father, a chiyuv to his wife, als ishtek a gufay. That's the get of the drasha. He says, otherwise, if it's not a gzeris akasuv, then what do you need a pasuk for? We need esl rabbis. If it's also covered to the father, and the father wants you to do it, so anyway, you can do it. So we need a special pasuk for it. Elmai, the pasuk is mechadish to me, that Zachir directly out to the father. So Meili says, but still he's masked, but he also has to deal with that halacha. So what's in the halacha that may sa'av your potter? If you tell me that the chiv is also the father, so we say this type of chiv, Craig says, Lachemis is no chiv. But if you tell me it's a direct chiv to the mother, so why is the father dies, he potter? So that he says, because once the father dies, it's not your stepmother anymore. It's not Aisha's of his father's dead. The kurva is bottle. So the whole, the chiv covers on Ishtak, a gufay, alts the father, That's only when she's still considered Eishes Av. Once it's dead, Hamisa, the Misa, what?
Can't marry her.
So what? But she's not Eishes Av. Huh?
She can't marry.
It's not Ishtok Gufo. She might be related for other purposes, but Al Tekivot, if the Kivot comes originally
Ishtok Gufo. It's not Ishtok Gufo. Bechivot is Ishtok Gufo.
No, Ishtok Gufo.
There's no Ishtok Gufo. Actually, I think we'll see later, is a Mechaz Chinuch that's done in Machlekes, Rambam, and Ramban, Legabe, Machlekes, Rambam, and Ramban, Legabe, Avelis. The Avelis of Ishtar is the Raisa. And he wants to say, the child is whether there's Taka some She'er, Lachamisa. Yeah, Yavam is Tyra, but it's still considered She'eroi Lacher Misa. Memela, that's a shadow whether there'll be Avelas. So that could be negated that this shadow also, that's the disfar of the Maram Sheik. Okay, now you saw something like
that? Does this go back on whether it's the whole Chiyav is, you don't even need it, it's included in Kibrav?
That's
it's Ishtek Agubah, that's what you're talking about right now?
Right, I remember. Rambam was coming to argue on that side. He's coming to say, no, it's not Al to covet of the father. It's not Al, but the father wants Mechaber his wife. So by Mechaber his wife, you're honoring your father. No. This is a Derechiv to the mother. And he's Magdiv. What is the Derechiv to the mother? It's also better than Al to the father, but it's Al to Ishtek Agubah. So it's Al to Ishtek Agubah. So all the Nachmin is if the father is Michael, you don't say Ishtek Agubah is Michael. There's a Chiv to the mother, Al to Ishtek Agubah. But Mechila, the father's not going to make an Afghamina, and the father's of Rosh is not going to make an Afghamina. Oh, so this is what I started saying before. If the mother says Ashkeni Mayim, and the stepfather says Ashkeni Mayim, it's either normally when the father and the mother both ask you to do something, you have to listen to the father. Sha'ata v'imecha chayav b'chayav b'chayav. The mother's also chayav in the covenant of the father. Oh, but Zogim Mechaz Chinuch, in this case, you don't say that. Why? Because here, the whole chayav covered for the stepfather is also the cover for the mother. But here the mother is saying, I want you to do it for me, not him. The mother is saying, Shani Mayim. Right? So here the cover of the mother is to give it to her, not the father. She also wants it. That's why over here you don't say that Svara, Avata, Vimecha, Chayav Mechvayd, Bechvayd, Baila. You know, here Betsy can say something for you. You're Chayav to cover for the stepfather, she's Chayav to her covenant to her husband, but you say no. But since the whole covenant is all her, so Mela, if here her covenant is Machayev, they should give it to her, not to him.
Even
feed the Maram Sheik. No. This is all the Mechassanah Chashasim. Mechassanah goes to the Mahalach of the Ramban that the Chiyuv is covered out to the father. You're right, that could be not committed because the feed the Maram Sheik, you don't have this story. If it's a direct Chiyuv to the father, the stepfather, then Chari would say, Atav Imecha, Chiyav Mechvay Nevicha. Then the Chayyu should have a Chiyuv to the stepfather.
We say the other way, we say Yishtok Gufo, we say the other way around also. That's only if you say.
Well, Chayyu, you have to say that because it's a good question. Because Maram Shik is explaining the din of Eishes Ovid and Baal Imoy, the same thing. If the Maram Shik is explaining Eishes Ovid as Yishtok Gufo, then he has to be explaining Baal Imoy as Yishtok Gufo also. No chilek. So it comes out that Yishtok Gufo goes all the way also. That's a very interesting hara. I don't know.
But
there
is a sad that you don't have to mechaber your mother now because of Yishtok Gufo, but she goes to like your stepfather, right? And now she's like your stepfather, right? But your stepfather is not really related to you.
She's
still your mother.
She's still your mother. She doesn't lose her din on your mother because it's a goofa. It doesn't take away the din of your mother. She's your mother. Whether you like it or not, she's your mother. Zell.
And they say she doesn't know that the stepfather also asked for it.
Oh, so that, I was just thinking about that, Karada. So the Chayyu, the Svarim Mechaz Chinuch, that's to cover the mother, not to give it to the father. But still, so let's say she doesn't know that the father asked. Let's say the mother asked, the father asked, neither knows what the other asked. But it could be, though, Betzin, though, is as far to say, that since the mother wants to drink also, so it's Betzin for her comfort to give it to her. Not because she's saying not to give it to her. Even if she doesn't say not to give it to him. It could, then for sure, she doesn't have to give it to them. But even if not, since it's for her covet, the whole thing is in her covet, it's for her covet that she should get it, not that he should get it. Okay. So that's as far as Eishes Aviv or Baal Imai. Now what about Achav HaGadol? It's like this. So the same Brisa also said Achav HaGadol. And that says Gepas V'Shulchan Aruch Chayiv Adam L'Chvoid Achav HaGadol Ben Chu Achav Me'aviv Ben Chu Achav Me'imai. So Dr. Ramah Afilu Akat Nul Tam L'Chacham V'Gadol B'Ter Yosem and HaGadol. Even though the younger ones are bigger Tam L'Chacham, you can't tell the older brother, look, who are you? I'm a big Tam L'Chacham. As if, why should I have to listen to you? No, it doesn't work that way. He still has a chayiv, says Dr. Ramah. The mock is the price again. Vav the rabbis, richa god. Now, so chayu had the same chakiris that we had before. What is the get there of the chiv achiv god? Is that a chiv covered out the father? The father wants him chaber his chaber the older brother, or is the chiv directly direct chiv covered to the brother? Now it's interesting. The Ramban, who is the Reish Medabrim, Lagabe, the shayla of Eishes Aviv, the Gabe Achav HaGadol is Mesupik, and he says, "Im Choshvu HaRishonim, She'ena Mitzvah Kein Elo B'Chai Aviz, Al Atzad." He's like Mesupik about it, because Bama says like this: the Gemara that says the Lachem Misa is no Chiv Kovet Eishes Aviv, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gabe Achav HaGadol, the Brisa puts them together, and the Gemara does say. In the story by Rebbe, it was Negei only Eishes Aviv. And the Rebbe says, Eishes Aviv is the Raisa. No, Lachem Misa is not the Raisa. And Rebbeinu was the Mitzvah. Doesn't say, what's it then? Like, oh, Chav HaGadol, Lachem Misa is Aviv, is there a Chiyav or not? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. When you read the Gemara, you get that impression. There's no difference because it's the same Raisa. It puts them all together. That's what you would say. But it's not a fair issue, Gemara. Says the Ramban, Im Choshbu HaRishayim, Shein HaMitzvah Kein Ela B'Chai Aviv. We'll see. There's a dig in the Rambam, and there is a difference. We'll see soon. So I'm saying there's no Gemara. The Gemara the ages of not by Achav HaGadol. So the Rambam, im choshvu harishayim, she'en mitzvakin el b'chayavos. If the Rishayim want to say that, apparently there are Rishayim that said that beferish. According to them, says the Rambam, what would be the svara? Lefishu gnai lehem she's bazul toldaisam. That would be the svara. That's a gnai for them. For the parents that their children are being mizbaza, behemit stayer mizaharbe minikol noshin liyaseh b'neim linikol b'gdei leim. People tell the children that you have to honor your elders. So Meili says, and he says that's mistaber to the Ramban because he's you know debating it, but he says kain nira shlein nisraba b'vav yaseira el kain hashin nisraba b'grateva the vav. Habes es avicha ve'es imecha, right? The vav, which is marav achav HaGadol, it's mashmetz like the ikker kiv. The vav is tesefes onto that. So meila hakol chayz ve'al kavra aves, and that will be the pshat v'shayim et say in lachem misa there's no kiv v'kavra achav HaGadol either. However, the mechaz chinuch is dying from the Rambam. Even though Gabi Bal Eishes Aviv he says beferish that there's no kiv lachem misa. But by Achav HaGadol, he doesn't say that. Because by Eishes of Balimah, he says, Beferish. But Achav HaGadol, he's Saisim, and he says, it's a Chiyah. Mashmei, he didn't tell you that the Lachem Yisrael is no Chiyah. So what's the Chiyah? Alamai, the Rambam is before that the Chiyah covenant of Eishes Aviv is also covenant of Father. But Achav HaGadol has their own chiyah. That's mechassanah going to die in the Rambam.
When you wanted to say before that there's a chiluk between nachas ruach and mamish kibud,
right?
So you said that if the father's alive and then by the stepmother, right, that's an inning of nachas ruach,
right?
Right. So now we seem to be saying that if the father's dead by the
no, because the son might have his own chiyah. The son is the direct chiyah to the brother. He chayv covered the chicha gadol because he's your chicha gadol, not because the chiyuv kavod to the father. That's the mechalal. Is the
mechalal? In the Ramban's Hava.
The Ramban. No.
Right. So we see from there, that it's a kavod, not a nachas ruach.
Why?
Because
same nachas ruach for the father. It's a nachas ruach that.
But he said before in the Ramban's Hava mina, right?
No,
he said, by the Shari Shonim. He said you would have thought.
No.
That you.
That's not happening. He's not that way anyway. You know.
Oh, sorry. He's saying that.
Shuganai lem. She's bazel to hold
the ice on. That's not a nachas ruach. That's a chelik of the kavod. And we said before by the mother.
That's that. Ganai lem.
It's people see that you're not respecting your elders.
No, but it's a gnai for that. It's a gnai. It's what people see. It's not. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. But you have to mind. Craig discusses this Ramban, and I think in the context of this Ramban, he makes that chiluk. Okay, so take a look at Craig. I'm pretty sure Mamish quotes this Ramban. But hey, it's good. He's saying it's a good time. He's saying it's also gnai. It's mashma. It's all to gnai the people, not that he doesn't have an nachas ruach. That's a good point.
Right, I understand. What's the reason why you would have to
chavad avu gadol?
I'm saying, what's the svara? Just because he's older.
What's the svara for the Ramban or for the Rambam?
I say, like, just in general.
For the Ramban, the chiv is also the father, because the father wants you to honor your older brothers. The father wants you to honor his wife. The father wants you to honor the older kids. But Lefi, the Mechaschina, the Pshad is the direct chiyuv. Why? You want to know the time of the crop?
Just
there is marbit. You must not be an older brother. You must not be the oldest. If you'd be the oldest, I think you'd understand it.
I'm saying anything.
So we have to assume that the father wants you. The Torah is marbit. Saying time of the crop. Why is the Torah marbit? Because generally people want the young kids to listen to the older ones. That's what Ramban said. Now, Aderach Ramshik, that said the Kibra Eish Aviv is the Rechiv. Right? So, and then Ramshik said that the reason why there's no chiyuv lachamisa because it's not your father's wife lachamisa. So then weiter, you can be mechalik between Eishes Aviv and Achav Agadol and Rambam. Why? Eishes Achav Agadol, he's still your brother. Even after the father dies, the relationship you have to your brother is not that he's your father's son. The relationship you have to your brother is that he's your brother. So merely if the father's dead, still he's your brother, whether you like it or not. So Mela, that chiluk in the Ramshik also, his Yisai could explain the chiluk in the Rambam. Why? By Eishes Ochel Lachamiso Yipater, Ochel God Lachamiso Yichayim. Or they didn't mention before the Klai Chemda, that he's going along the lines of Ramshik, and he brings in the Chalik Ram and Ramban, the Gabe She'er. Okay. Now, so again, Rafi Mechos Chinuch, Achav Agadol is different because they're Rechiv. So again, now all the Nachmanim who said before would apply that Mechila, the father, is not going to help. So even though Mechila, the father, helps for Eishes Aviv, it doesn't help Rafi Mechos Chinuch, Rafi the Rambam, for Achav Agadol. And also the Gabe, the father's in Russia. Now, what's the din l'gabe if the Achav Agadol is a Rasha? Or if the Achav Agadol is a good for Rasha? Again, we said that would be the first Nachkamina. If Chiv is directly to him, if he's a Rasha, he's a Potter. If Chiv is a father, it could be still a Chiv. It's like this. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says as follows. Based on Chuvah Sirash, it says, Ach Agadol, Shechirev u'bizi l'achiv shetam b'chacham b'kat v'imena b'shanim. The older brother was Mavaza, the younger one was a Tam b'chacham. Even though he's younger than him, he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than him. And so, because Allah is, if someone's Mavaz Talmud Chacham, then he put him in Chayrim. So the younger brother put the older brother in Chayrim. Because that's Allah, he's Mavaz. Even the person himself has the Chayrim to put the Mavaz in Chayrim. So, Zakh the Rosh, Yafa Asa Shini Deyu, the Rosh says. Shubhas Rosh says, that was the right thing to do. Chimush ain't nice upon him with Torah. The guy is a chutzpenik. He's not mechaber tamid lechamim. Ain't nice in my amcha. He's cool. He's not nice in my amcha. So male, there's no problem being menadim. Why? He's saying, "Nice and nice amcha." So Meli is no chiyuv kav. It's Meli. Lot put him mecher. That's what the passage of Shulchan Aruch. So lechayr you see from here also that lechayr the chiyuv is directly to the brother. If the chiyuv is not, if the chiyuv is to the father, then who cares if the older brother is anyways amcha? The father's nice and nice amcha. You still have a chiyuv to honor the brother. Elamayitz mashma from the Shulchan Aruch, like the Menachos Chinuch Das and Rambam. That by the brother, at least the chiyuv is directly to the brother. Meila says the Rosh. If Zain Oisa Maisa Amcha, then there's no chiyuv kavatim. Therefore, the cotton had a right to put him in mecher. Now, we have a same idea we have in the Chizkuni Al Torah on the pasuk by Yaakov when the Yaakov and Esav. It says, Michra Chayim is Michras Chali. Yaakov tried to get the Bechayra. So the Chizkun has a few pshatim. Why? So he says that he bothered the Chayra keeping up Al's covet. So he says that Yaakov Inu Betzim was Chayim Bechavet Ochiv HaGadol Mimenu. Sher Chagav is mashma, there doesn't be Achiv HaGadol, the oldest, any older brother is mashma l'chiv. V'rosh is zeh, ein eroi l'chavad. Esav was a Rosh, ein eroi samcha, he wasn't roi for chav. That's why Yaakov wanted to get, to take the Bechar away from him. Now.
Isn't the Shrash of the Pasuk, you say Achicha HaGadol,
it's not like mashma. It says Achicha HaGadol, but okay, we'll see now more about that question. It's true, Pashtis is Achicha HaGadol, mashma, the oldest. How are you going to die in the Pasuk? What? The oldest.
So, in order not to be Mechabit, he had to take away the Bechayra. Even though he was a
Rosh. Fine, that's what he's saying. That's why you're right to do that. That's the point.
No, but is he saying that?
He's saying that since Yaakov was saying,
if you didn't take it away, then you'd still be.
No.
If you
no,
would be Mechabit.
No.
Why not? Otherwise, why would he have to take away? Just to be Mechabit.
Because he wanted the Bechayra.
So that's two separate points then.
No, but apparently that if not, there was a Rosh, then he wouldn't have been allowed to take away from him. I'll call it. Now, the Yamsha Shleima in Kedushin brings down the Rosh. And he asks that since Kibbut Achav goes down to Elf, Kibbut Aveim, so why don't we say, Mahasa by Kibbut Aveim, even a Rosh. Even a Rasha, there's not a chiyuv kibud, but it's also l'charfoi u'l'kaloloi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Samela v'nidoi hu arur, nidoi, putting him in chayim is like cursing him. Samela, even if you want to say that he's enayis ma'is amcha, but that help, that doesn't help, by a parent, that helps, look out, be covered. It doesn't help for God being mevazel to parent. Even if the enayis ma'is amcha, the Yam Shleim is saying that it's also. So he says that by Yesh Kater, by Cheshbon, by the brothers learned out of the pasuk of Kibbut, Aveh, not the pasuk of Bezayin. In other words, Sameila, the chiyuv for the brother is not more than the chiyuv kavod. So just like the father's enayis ma'is amcha, there's no chiyuv kavod. So any chiyuv that you have for the brother is totally in the chiyuv kavod. So meila, you didn't say enayis ma'is amcha, it's fine. Al kapanim, la'halacha though, we have a fiza, we have a shakapram la'halacha. Because the Mechaber Paskins, and Reish Mem Yud Ches, that mamzer's chay b'chav and aviv, even his rosh ba'al averis, Mechabdu m'sir abimenu, Okay, how can Mechav pass like the Rosh? Lagabe, the son, the younger brother, could put him in Lucheru. Because Enayis Ma'is Amcha, Lucheru, he also even got the covet. There's a chiv to the father. Good, so Lucheru has to Mechav between the chiv covet for the brother. It's not mamish, Lucheru the Mechaber at least, that even though the chiv covet to the brother, but it's not as much as the chiyuv kavod to the father. Far, certain besides only learned out of a vav. The meilul gabei esam esamcha. It's not the same chiyuv. We'll see all the, anyway that some. The question is exactly what is the gather of the chiyuv covered to the brother. How much are you mechuyev to mamash? He asked for a cup of coffee, make him a cup of coffee. Are you allowed to call him by his first name? Right? You're not call your father by his first name. So you're allowed to call the brother by his first name. So what do you have to call me? Harav, call me Mister. You can't call me my first name. Right? So it's not really so clear. Moshe Melchinuch says that he says the koa kovid shemechuyev la'aviv aliyimoi chayev gam kein la'noshem anal. The same chiyuv kovid you have for your father, you have for your older brother. But he says, "Mitzad Svara, since it was Masel Chamin, says Ba'avimai Shaych Mekavish Likrais and Mishmoi B'Daim. Av Achiv Efshe Dein Zemachal Kavin." He says that, but not to call, in other words, not to call your parent by first name. That's a lack of kavin. But not to call you the older brother, in all due respect, he's far only a brother. So therefore, there calling him by his first name is not a show of disrespect.
Doesn't the Gemara say that that's Yeru?
Huh?
Doesn't the Gemara in condition say that that's you?
We're not calling my first name?
Yeah.
And you don't have for the brother?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Excellent question. And we're already there. But Matt Yamr Shlomo said. No. I think that's the question. But Lemaisa, Machsinov says, well, I'm in Sinus, you're in Nazar, and Bezek, and Moshe, Mazar, and Babav, and Moshe. I'm sorry. I may have somebody calling it by the name. Fine. Now, the Chidah says, but it doesn't clear, you know, give what the Gedar Amar. It's very not clear. You know, to what extent is there a Chiyuv covered for an older brother? Like, I mean, Bizman Azel, most people are not Makbid on the cover of an older brother. I mean, you know, he's the guy that always, you know, always picked on you, so you gave him back. You know, when he got a little bigger, you helped give him back, so you gave him back, right?
What? Picking on you is rishus.
So therefore, you know, somehow this, but my sense of Parish Halacha Shachar, Parish Gemara, and Pashas of Chil Deraisa, that somehow people are not so makbid. Chidog, you want to be arrived in Gemara, the Gemara brings down Subis, the Rambam Cheskel said, Loi Titzai Sinhu, Ahani Kloi, the Chayel Yehuda Ochi, Shmei the Shmuel. Don't listen to my brother Yehuda. What he says in the name of Shmuel. He's his older brother, so he's being mezalzel. He wants to say, El Ma'isi, that it's Chiv is not quite like the father, Hakaparim Shalai Befanov, I guess he wasn't there. Kitzur, it's not very clear exactly to what extent the Chiv covered, there's a Chiv covered to the older brother.
There's a lack of color for him to say, don't listen to him,
in learning.
No, it could be like, look, this is the Isra Stavara by a father. Again, that could be Yira, that could be brothers. No. There's an Isra, the Raisa, to be seriously, divrei, the Varma, your father, and learning. Yes, your father says, this is Nalacha, you say, no, dad, you're wrong, this is Nalacha. It's the Isra, the Raisa, the Isra Stavara. There's ways to say it in Mechub de Gaifin. I always tell my kids, you know, contradict your father, especially when you're wrong. But even when you're right, you know, I'm kind of like your father.
He's had to learn second Seder, an Israeli guy who's learned second Seder here with his father. He destroys him in front of the entire basement.
Now, the Shvus Yankiv was asked, is there a Chiyuv covered to a Chayisag Daila? That's the burning question. Anyone has an older sister, and she says, only I'm your older sister, you have a Chiyuv covered, that's the worst. So, do we say Nafka Achva Gadol? Or even. Huh?
Two.
Okay, I had four.
What's the youngest person? Two of the lovers, I'm saying. I already saw.
No, the oldest is not. The oldest is a boy, so. Okay. Zuck there, like this. He's very stark. And he says, what's haste? Well, you know, tell he screams at the shayol, you've been adding new mitzvahs, the rice, the rabbana, what are you doing over here? It's not mentioned the Gemara, it's not mentioned the paiskim. What are you talking about? Elamai. What?
That's why he's asking you.
Apparently the shayol came with attitude, like, you know, he's like, you know, wasn't really asking him, he's like telling him. So, maybe she's getting an old assistant, I don't know. So he says the Gemara, the Medr says, "Vatan Rachav Aleya, Vataymar Nalai." So the Tan Rachav Aleya. So the Medr says, "Pelach Medr, Lama Meisa Rachav Tchila. Why Rachav died before Aleya? Budam Efeisha Dibra Efnei Achaisa." So the Tan, Vayach took them out. You know, it was he wanted to say we should leave. Vatan Rachav Aleya, Vataymar Nalai. Says Rachav first. I Aleya was older. Alamai, that's why Rachav died first. The Medr says, scary. But Zatish was Yankee, is a chayra. That might be where the Sharil is coming from. You see, there's a chiyuv covered even to older sister. She says that's not a raya. Hey, first, you know you're not a halacha from Agada. Besides, I'm can't learn this medrash because there's a Sharil of bezayin. It's not just a Sharil of covered. So meila, maybe it's not a raya. It says shivat varam begaylam. One of them is, so Meila has nothing to do with necessarily a chiv covered to a sibling, to a sister, but rather chiv covered to someone that's older than you, so Meila you don't have any raya from there. Says the Shas Yankiv, Hare the Rosh, as we saw this in brought down in Shulchan Aruch, says that Eshes Achiv Agadol Me'imai, yeah. He says, because the pasuk of the vav, we learn Achav Gadol said by what? Kabet es avicha ve'es imecha. The vav is said by imecha. That's Rabbi's Achicha Gadol. So obviously, it's even an Achicha Gadol me'imai. Now, Zotish was Yankiv, mashma, if not for that, I look hard, there's no difference Achicha Gadol me'imai me'av. What's the difference? Elamai. It says, what doesn't say, it doesn't say. Mele, if it says achicha gadol, doesn't say chayse gadol, agadayla, the mele is no chir. That's what he wants to say. Then he says, I want to say, l'chayra, zilbas etayma. Haray, the Ramban, and the Sharasheni, the Ramban, said this far, the side of the chir is, because the parents don't want their children to be in his baz. That's the side of the chir, achicha gadol. Some kain, l'chayra, who did a chayse agadayla? Who did a chayse agadayla? Why should make a difference? He says, no. The Yisrael of the Ramban is that it's covered in Gedula for the parent that you should honor the oldest son. Why? Because that's the one, he's the Bechor, he gets Pishnaim, he's the one takes over, he's the one that's the next in line, so to speak. So that's why parents are Makbid. But the other kids, you don't have that Sfar. That's what the Rishon Yankiv wants to say.
So the daughter's the oldest?
What?
The girl's oldest?
No, but still, she doesn't get that status. She's the one that takes over. We are chauvinists. We decided that a long time ago. he says, that's kind of the Loch Skatanis. It says, the Yoni Mechuyiv, oh, this not a Shaila. The Loch Skatanis discusses that, the Yoni Mechuyiv, the oldest brother, and not the older brother. As far as the Ramban, that it's the one that's next in command, he's the one that the parents are makbid. The Chida and the Berkei Esif takes this Shas Yankiv to task, and he says this, that Shas Yankiv trashes the Shoyal, how you be making be Maisav on the mitzvahs. He says, not going to be Maisav, Adarabba, maybe it's Machal Achiv. It means right from the Tzed L'Derech. That says, Yimuchiv to Mechabed Chamoisai. The Chiv to honor your mother-in-law. Even though it doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. It's not Gemara, Yimuchiv to honor your mother-in-law. Elamai. The Gemara says, Yimuchiv to honor your father-in-law. It doesn't say mother-in-law. Elamai. If it says your father-in-law, it means your mother-in-law as well. Right? So if it says your brother, it means your sister as well. What's the difference? Like this. Another dogma says, Rabbi Yain in the Sefer Yirah says, this I never knew this halacha, at least I didn't remember it, that the chiv to honor an uncle. And the chiv to honor an uncle. Because v'chal, esavich v'esimecha, is even an uncle. So Meila, I doesn't say anywhere Teretz Yisrael, it says your father. So we see that it could be included, even though it's a fair shemel or a chayisai, it could be included in
Ochel. Older uncle or any uncle?
What?
Older than your father or any?
No, not that. Oh.
Your parents.
No, now it's covered in a father. It's covered in a father. Okay. Now, the Chida actually brings down the Rizal But he doesn't quote the whole Nosach, but it's on the Menashe HaKutin quotes the Arizal from what down in the Lugutei Torah from Chaim Vital. A very interesting shtickle over here. He writes, it's the whole Yisoid. This is Kol Adam Yeshlein Neshama Mulbeshes Vilvush Nefesh. The Atzmais Ovim Evchol. So this Levush, he gets, Levush Nefesh, he gets that from his parents. And all the mitzvahs he does is because of this. So it's like this. This Levush helps do mitzvahs. So Be'etzem, he says, his Averis would stop him doing mitzvahs. Elmai has this Levush, which he got from his parents. That's what helps him overcome the fact he did Averis, that allows him to do the mitzvahs. So it's like this. Because that's the Indian, the Shutvis of the parents and then the children, is they give him this levush, this ruach, the lady calls it ruach, and that's what allows him to do the mitzvahs. He says, "Lozech mir teira laadam liskadish b'shas tashmish, shemikadish atzva az yimshach b'nesham levush kadish." Then he writes, "Mizatam amru lechaber esavich v'asemech lerab zchicha gadol." Why? His rucha kadma the shavak b'bayla mimenu. He says when the first child is born, so there's like this kayach, this levush, this ruach, is that's mamish full supply, right? And whatever is left, that's what the other kids get. That's what Arizal says. And Leisik, but that's what he says. So Meili says that's why kol echad noyed l'chel mahu rucha. So mainly read the chiv of kavod to the chicha gadol is because be'etzem the chicha gadol has some of this levush, some of this ruach they got from the father. That's what's mechayiv to honor him because he has that from the father. Mainly says ever since the chicha gadol got the most, the one after him got a little less, but you got even less than him. So Meila, that's Mechayev, the younger one, to honor the older one, because he has more of this Indian of the father, more of this Ruach, more of this Levush of the father, and that's what's Mechayev, the Kibbutz. A whole different way of looking at things. So Meila, Lefizeh, L'chayetz, Huadin Achayetzah, and Huadin, not allowed to have to get oldest. So then, the Chidah has tainis on the Shus Yankiv. He comes and he's saying this time of the Krab, Shant the Ramban, that it's only the oldest, the one that takes the Kesser, right? He says he didn't see the Ramban inside. Because if you look at the Ramban inside in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban writes that he asked him, Lina Kovit Begoyd Leia, right? Mashma. Any older one, not allowed to have to get the oldest. There's no Rambam and Ramban. There's not the one that's going to take over. The parents want their kids to honor the old people that are older than them. However, Maisa, and there's a shikopel on the chidah, because there's a Ramban al Taira that's so quoted, which okay, we mash like this Yankee. The Ramban says that Ka'kovan Azeh Shasa Yaakov. That in Meishlach, I think, that why did Yaakov do this whole covenant for Esau? Yeah? He said, Adoni, Avadecha, use all his ashinus for Esau. He said, Bavur, Kiam minug bitsa'ir, loses mile of a covenant el of a far, kiilu aviv. Kasherom zelanu gam hataira, lerabbis achicha gado. Vihine. Yaakov lochach b'chayrasai vesper kasai ve'esav soite mois maleim ve'esav hated me for it. So Meili wanted to show him kilu. You see, I didn't get it. I'm still being mechabed you. What are you worried about? That I took away the b'chayra and now I'm not mechayra to honor you anymore? No, I'm still honoring you, right? But he says the minug b'tzair lo says mayel b'kav el abachar ke'ilu hu aviv. Kasher Rams that title, the Rabbis Achicha Gadol. Chayr Ban Beferish, like the Shmos Yankiv, that the chiyuv is just for the bechor. And that was the whole thing. The man's explaining the whole thing with Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov was being mechab, went out of his way to mechab and Esav to tell him that you think I took away the bechor from you, and then I'm not going to honor you anymore. No, don't worry about it. Really, everything's good. Nothing happened. You see, I'm still honoring you. But it's clear in the Rabban that the chiyuv, they're just telling the bechor. That was the whole fight about the bechor. And it's clear in many rites that the minhag is to honor the bechor. And that's the achidah gadol. So far it's beferish, the Rabban al Taira, it's a pelish on the chidah that the chayyim are often a riot and she was yankiv.
Well, she says keep yilu guam, right? So that's also another riot.
Say what?
That's another riot that it has to be mamish like the father, like you have to ten call by his first name and that type of stuff.
Kilu aviv, well, therefore that would be raya stam to the extent of what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm saying, but it could be also the name. Mechusin is far gabi name. Gabi name, it's just not a lack of kavod. Just the way the hierarchy in the family works. It's just not a lack of kavod to call your older brother by his first name. Just like you don't have that relationship, even though you have a chiv kavod, but it's different. Okay. So it also means that the rizal that the chiv is. The Chidor brings down also the Rizal, a different Rizal, but same idea, I guess, that it's even Islam Dafka Ochla Gogol. Oh, and then those mash from the Rizal, I guess it's the same idea. Bar Ilam doesn't have the Rizal, so I don't go look it up. But once you have Bar Ilam, you like to get up to get something from the shelf, forget about that. You know that Yizikah don't do. That doesn't happen either. So Meila. But I assume it's the same one that the Masha Kutin brought down. Same idea. Okay, so that's Maskan of Chidah. Taka Vechicha Gadol is even. Is not that Vechicha? You know, Chayes is not after all this.